And I've also been learning the power of the tongue. You know, people used to say, oh, be careful what you say, the power of the tongue, and so on. I used to be like, ugh, dude, like, what I say won't affect my life. Like,
yeah.
But it's true, because, like, even psychologically, like, if you say, I am a bad business person, if you say I'm a bad boyfriend, if you say I suck at something, it's going to become your reality.
Literally. And I was actually telling my one friend, I was like, this morning, I was like, yo, I think God was telling me that, like, yo, my biggest problem right now in my life is motivation now. Like, you don't have any motivation. You are, you feel like you're good where you are. Like, nah, like, you're not really, like, trying to, yeah. You've been trying to survive.
I've been living in a world where I was the expert and I knew everything.
Mm.
And as I grew, I realized you actually don't know a lot.
You know something's big on AI, guys.
Yeah.
They'll even tell you, you must use AI to eat, guys. You know, you must use AI. When you know, you don't know what you want to eat today, you must tell AI, hey, this is the prompt. I am hungry today. Please make me a suitable meal for man age 25. My dad did something so funny yesterday. He called me and he said, hey. And I said, hi. He's like, how are you? And I'm like, no, I'm good, I'm good. He's like, no. How are you?
XS Shafir Huse, welcome back to a brand new episode of Seated with Lebo and Tata Rompedi. If you guys don't know what we do, we have uncomfortable conversations in a very light-hearted manner, man. We speak about all things, you know, wellness, all things, you know, spirituality, how we grew up, things we struggle with as men. This podcast is tailored towards the men's ear, but we appreciate the 80% of the ladies that are listening. I hope that you guys can send the subject matter towards the guys. Now, this episode is very special because it's the end of a season. We don't even know what episode we're on, but we're going to start a new season very soon. Might take like a bit of a week or two off.
Three, four, five.
Take a bit of a break off because we want to focus on a new business venture that we're not going on to. So we're very, you know, focused on that. But if you guys haven't seen, we've got a new podcast on the network. So shout out to Rhythm and Vibes. Shout out to Young, Popular and Opinionated. Two new additions. And of course, shout out to my new podcast, Capable. All very, very exciting work. I think the content should be out by now. Capable is definitely out. And yeah, man, it's going to be a really good conversation. So what we're doing today, just to give you guys some context, is we're making it a fan favorite episode, right? So it's things that you guys have been asking us to speak about. Ruby has been kind enough to place everything on the table for us over here. And we're going to pull the subject matter and have a conversation about it. It's like 10 minutes each subject matter. Yeah. There's about like six, so that should be an episode. But of course, guys, I'm not alone. I'm with Lebo Rampedi, so.
Hi, guys. How are you guys doing? I hope you guys are doing well. We're very excited. Season ending. We just came off our very first live show.
Yeah.
You know, it was amazing. It was a vibe. People were dancing. It's
crazy, man. If you guys didn't come, you missed out.
Yeah. So just thank you to all those who came. You know, you guys watch religiously. You're telling me. Met a couple of you also. Mm. Great energy outside. And this is nice to see that you guys are so supportive. So just thank you from us to you guys as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
This is a girl that I saw at the live show, man.
Which one?
I'm trying to find, we had a nice conversation. I'm trying to figure out who she is.
Yeah.
Describe. I've got a photo of her. I've got a screenshot of her.
Let me see.
So I think I might put on the episode because I'm trying to find this person.
And I know there's a girl that I saw, right? And I've bumped into this girl. I said I'm going to say this on this podcast, actually. I remember. I bumped into this girl like four times.
Yeah.
Four times. Ah, she's going to hate me. She said you're going to forget my name. And I did know. But it's fine. I bumped into her four times. Every time she sees me, she says, you don't know this, but we're going to get married in 3 years. So every time she sees me, she goes, you see?
Have you seen my wife?
I told you. And she's been seeing me, like, not even just, like, at work. I'm talking about, like, also groove.
Yeah, wada.
So that was very funny. That was very funny.
It was really cool connecting with the people that came. I think, you know, as people that are in the influencer marketing agency space, you know, we really try to create marketing through influencers. Us creating an experiential event where we could showcase the power of influencers was so cool.
Yeah.
So thanks to you guys for coming through. That was really, really special to all of us. Yeah. Shout out to the entire team. Shout out to Ruby, Tabang, Mbali, Swaggy,
Africa
Kenny,
Podcast Network.
Africa
as well.
Podcast Network. And of course, Dirk and Nico. Like, that was a beautiful thing. And I think we're going to do one again very soon. I think we might do one in about 2-3 months, but it's going to be tailored towards one show. So it's going to get a smaller cinema, maybe give Thought Digest a space for them to really express themselves. Because each show was like 45 minutes, you know?
Yeah, it was quite
short. So, yeah. How are you?
I'm okay. As you guys can
welcome.
How are you?
This guy's popped today.
Yo!
Guys. Okay. He's tired.
So as you currently see me, I'm on my death couch. I'm a bit sick. I'm a bit underneath the weather. Been working, you know, we're working on multiple things at the same time. Ourselves, businesses, friendships, relationships. So it's a bit tiring. I wish I could have a day off in Yana. But
I've always been saying I want to go to an island.
I want to go to an island.
Like, what's an island? It's like Mauritius.
No, Mauritius, Jamaica, an island, bro. I want the whole thing to be...
Are we making the same money? When I dream of relaxation, I'm thinking of Durban.
No, I'm thinking December now. You guys, when you hear me, think I'm saying let's go next weekend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want a proper vacation, a tailored vacation.
Tailored to your needs.
December. Yeah, but I'm having conversations with my partner about that. We're doing our budgeting and stuff. I don't think it's going to be possible this year, unfortunately, but maybe next year.
You don't know what's coming in the next few months, though.
Maybe February, yeah.
Also, there was this guy that spoke to me. Sorry to cut you. How are you?
No, no problem.
He was like, dude, at the live show, dude, I love Seated.
Yeah.
That was amazing. But you always want to be politically correct. He was like, sometimes it's okay for you to just...
To just be you.
Percy, we're shooting the podcast, Chief. How can we help you?
You're live on the podcast.
Fuck. Oh, my God.
You're live on the podcast.
It's business, bro. I think we'll speak about it later.
Lawana, you guys see what I'm literally what I'm talking about.
All right. Say hi to the podcast, though.
You don't
say
get a second off.
What are those? Say hi to the disciples.
The Sitas. What's up, Sitas?
Hi, Joseph. Hi, Jose. Hi, disciples.
But I'll ring you. But yeah, so you're saying I'm uptight, basically, and I'm trying to be, politically correct. And I felt like, in that moment, I felt like saying, dude, that's just who I am. I feel like it's so weird for guys to see a guy that's, not guy-like. People always say I'm not a guy's guy. I'm genuinely not.
You're not.
I'm a person who has
perspective. I'm a boy's boy. I'm a man's man.
I can see the other, counterparts... viewpoints.
Yeah, so can I. I'm just also riding with my dogs. Right for my dogs.
So I think because of the statement, I'll try, relax, drop my shoulders, but I don't think my shoulders have been up.
No,
but
just be you.
For that guy, for this episode, I'm going to try just...
Okay. Be you. Just be you, bro.
Yeah. But how are you outside of...
How are you? Also, just end of my how are you. My dad did something so funny yesterday. He called me and he said, hey. And I said, hi. And he's like, how are you? And I'm like, no, I'm good. He's like, no. How are you? And I started dying. I was like, there's no way. Then he's like, I actually need to, I might be, and he just told me some admin stuff. It was so funny though.
That's hilarious. I think my dad is probably, our dad's probably watched the content here and there.
Yeah.
But that was the first time where he was forced to watch from beginning to end. You couldn't change the TV. You couldn't say, put on the news.
Yeah.
So that, I'm sure that was cool for him. Yeah. I mean, even Snapper from Udaki was like, bro, I don't watch podcasts.
Yeah.
My boss bought me a ticket. I pulled through to support you guys. I messaged you guys, Croft, but damn, when you guys were speaking, I was like, these are some real conversations that I've never thought
tips,
of
bro.
Happening.
It's real
thought
tips.
Of having. Thought of having. So I'm like, damn, I want us to be more intentional about gaining a male audience.
Yeah, same.
I really want us to be more intentional about that because I feel like guys need that. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we should just start saying keywords. Big booty.
only my experience with OnlyFans girl.
Last week, I saw Casper and your vest do...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we clipped those into a trailer.
Sign Bougie came to my place. Yeah.
Clip those five things, put them on the internet, and our male audience is going to go all the way up.
There we go.
All the way up. Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's been great. I'm really, really happy. And then obviously, work-wise, Lebo and I have started a new business venture together. He's basically joined the Rumpity Media team, but we have formed a new company within that thing.
Yeah.
So we're using Rumpity Media resources to form a new company where he is a majority shareholder, and it's really, really exciting.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool. We've been working every day together.
Yeah.
We've got meetings every day at 11. Even today after this, we're going to do some work. It's really cool building a business.
Yeah.
It's going to be exciting. We'll announce more about it
later
once we've got our first few clients, but it's going to be really, really cool. So that's been my hyper focus. Even church, when I was atheist, when with church, I always used to be like, yo, people keep saying come to church, and I don't know why. I must come to church, and then now I get it. It's like, I'm like, why are Christians so hyper-focused on people coming to church and people going, guys, that thing really grows your mind and it makes your mind stronger. You know, there's so many benefits outside of Christianity that the gospel preaches. And I feel like if I had to advise anybody to go to church on the podcast, I'd say go to church to try grow your mind. Like, go with an open heart and take everything that you're listening to try grow your mental, because there's nothing that exists out there.
Let me tell you something.
Growing our emotional intelligence and our mental and our strength of our minds.
Church is the first, like, mental health wellness podcast that we've ever, like, had on earth. You're not going to go to church and they're going to tell you how to be a worse off person. Yes. They're going to try to give you skills and tools to, like, become a better person.
Yeah.
For one, yourself and the people around you.
Yeah. And one thing that, like, you know, they've been preaching for the past couple of weeks is, like, the power of a thought.
Yeah.
And it's like, we don't let our thoughts become positive thoughts. You know, you get one bad thought and then it becomes a whole storyline.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a whole thing. And we've also been learning the power of the tongue. You know, people used to say, oh, be careful what you say, the power of the tongue is so... I used to be like, ugh, dude, like, what I say won't affect my life. Like,
yeah.
But it's true, because, like, even psychologically, like, if you say, I am a bad business person, if you say I'm a bad boyfriend, if you say I suck at something, it's going to become your reality.
Literally.
So, I mean, I've been learning the power of my tongue, the power of my thoughts, and the power of being positive. So I'm really happy that Christianity, God, Church, CRC... has been able to give me that.
You know, I've been going to church on YouTube, guys. Does it still count as church? I don't know if it does.
It does, it does.
Does it though?
I mean, it's good to... The Bible says you should go to...
It's 50-50, no? Yeah.
God's home. Like, you know.
I thought God said one or two people praise God is a church.
Two or three.
Yeah. So, I thought it was one or two.
Yeah,
it's not one or two?
No.
One or two? And if I check, I get one and two.
It's 2 or 3. We say it every Wednesday at home, so.
Okay, yeah.
That's how we play.
So it's 2 or 3, yeah,
so you're alone, buddy.
And I'm alone in the flat. Yeah. Oh. But it's a complex, so. Yeah, but anyway, it's close enough, man.
Yeah. So I've been good. So I've been feeling stronger mentally.
Okay.
It's harder for my day to feel like, and it's so crazy. I used to pray for emotional intelligence and peace, and I've received those things. Like, my day,
so emotional regulation
is so powerful. That's what you used to pray for. And I'm so proud of it. That's why I'm adding it to my how are you, you know? It's hard for something to upset me as easily as it would in the past.
Yeah.
Obviously, I can, like, be like, ah, this person is being so silly.
Yeah.
But, like, for it to really, like, you know?
Affect me. Yeah, same, actually.
I used to paint stories in my head.
Yeah.
Like, if Lebo had to, let's say, come late or upset me. I mean, this is years ago. Come late and upset me about something. I'd be like, he doesn't care. He doesn't value time. You start saying these things. Yeah. Start saying them out loud.
Where do you think that derives from? Because I'm the same. Where do you think that comes from?
So I was in Ghana last week, nah? Yeah. And I was with a lot of older people. Mm. And this one guy, I was talking to him, I overthink sometimes. Mm. And he was like, that's human nature.
Mm.
So I think it's human nature.
Okay.
It's human nature for us to think the worst. And it's up to us to make our minds strong. Treat our minds like a muscle.
Yeah.
And practice positivity. Practice not assuming the worst. Yeah. But that obviously comes with, like, trust and communication and all
and time and all time those things. And stuff. Yeah.
But I was in Ghana, guys. I've actually been traveling quite a bit. It's been so cool. Mm. I went to Ghana last week. I was invited by Google. They're launching some really cool AI tools in the video space and the content creator space to try uplift arts and culture department. So that was a really cool trip. I got to spend time with, like, Wood Maya, some really amazing people. Full the director. I got to meet some really new people. Even this guy, his name is Freedom. He's running for president in Ghana. So Wood Maya took us to his place. This guy has tigers in his house. It's the craziest guy ever. Like, when I met him, he was just, like, saying 1,000 things at once. I'm like, this guy's crazy, but he's so cool, you know? And
he was running for president, you said?
Yeah, he ran for president.
Oh, he ran before. He ran.
His name is Freedom.
Yeah.
You should search him.
He's hilarious.
And he was just so busy. And it's like, damn. You know, in Ghana, like, there's no apartment culture. There's no apartments.
And, like, it's
apartments
houses.
Apartments are new developments, yeah.
Oh, so it's
also
like
very underdeveloped. Like, there's not that much infrastructure.
Okay. Yeah. It's giving Polokwane when we first got Mall of the North.
Polokwane is too advanced.
Like, it's way more advanced.
Yeah, South Africa is actually the America of Africa.
Low key, but also Botswana is very quite developed. I feel like
Botswana is not developed. Botswana is
Well, let me say Botswana's capital is quite developed.
Yes, the capital is beautiful. But outside of that, like.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's how I am. I'm good. Yeah. I think I can even see that I'm good because I'm even speaking slower, man.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm always so, like, like, I feel like I'm so laxed, you know? Because I'm at peace, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've been having some weird-ass dreams. It's crazy because my grandfather came to me in my dream. He comforted me.
Yeah.
I hope you guys don't practice witchcraft.
You know, actually,
I'm telling you guys such vulnerable things.
You know me? Yeah, next week you're going to say your grandfather again.
I'll talk to you.
lightning. You're going to see your grandfather say, hi, Tato. Don't you want to transfer money to this FNB account? FNB account. FNB account. FNB account. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro.
So you must be careful on that one. But like, I always, me and Hunter have conversations about dreams because it used to be a big hobby of mine. I know you guys are like, what the hell? A hobby of yours. But we used to do like experiments of dreaming. I always
used to induce dreams, ne?
I used to try to do everything, man. Like,
you guys try to ask for the time in your dreams,
right? Yes, ask for the time in the dreams, everything. So I now have built up this idea that dreams are parallel universes.
Okay.
So you now just hopped into a world where your partner, you know, passed away, where that option occurred.
Yeah.
Where that branch occurred.
Yeah.
You're living in your branch though. So, and when people dream, they dream of your life. Like the other versions of Tato.
Other versions of Tato, they have peace.
Yeah. So sometimes you'll wake up in a dream.
My dreams are crazy.
And what? Because last night I dreamt I was a woman. And I was like, but I had the mind of a man. Yeah. So I was like, yes. What the hell is that?
Yeah, woman!
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyways, that wasn't the main point of the dream. The main point of the dream is that, like, the whole dream was about motivation.
Yeah.
And I was actually telling my one friend, I was like, this morning, I was like, yo, I think God was telling me that, like, yo, my biggest problem right now in my life is motivation now. Mm. Like, you don't have any motivation. You feel like you're good where you are. Like, nah, like, you're not really, like, trying to, you've been trying to survive. Mm. But now you need to be motivated to go beyond surviving. You need to have the motivation to believe in yourself again.
Yes.
To have goals.
Yes.
To be able to say, no, I can start something new. And
it can actually become fruitful. And it can work out.
Because again, you went from the, I need to just get my life in order.
Yeah.
I need to be able to pay rent. I need to work out. So now, I've realized God is now placing me now, like, that season of, like, yo, motivate yourself.
Yeah.
Try to give yourself
I hope you're seeing yourself action it out.
I guess.
I think, you know, in life, speaking to you and everybody that was listening at home, in life,
it's tough, eh?
We're so used to downplaying our actions and our efforts every day
because
it's our reality. It's us doing it, you know. It's normalized. Like, when I've, the past few weeks of working with you, like, when I see the things you do, I don't have those skills at all.
Yeah.
And really, for me, it's like, this guy's a you've become a genius in my mind.
I'm sure you're like, this guy has a degree, guy.
This guy has
like
a degree in economics and he's got corporate experience. You get what I'm saying?
I'm sure, yeah.
And that's why I'm even like, yo, dude, like, I've been living in a world where I was the expert and I knew everything.
Mm.
And as I grew, I realized you actually don't know a lot when it comes to business, finances, all these things, you know? And I feel like when you start humbling yourself to what you actually are can do, you can grow. But that wasn't my point. My point was that you're amazing at what you do.
Can I actually say something based on what you're saying? So me and Tata had a meeting yesterday, you know, and I was showing him, like, this thing I was working on, And he was like, yeah, you need to integrate. You know, Tata's big on AI, guys. If anyone doesn't know, Tavang is great. He'll even tell you, you must use AI to eat, guys. You know, you must use AI. When you know, you don't know what you want to eat today, you must tell AI, this is the prompt level. I am hungry today. Please make me a suitable meal for man age 25. And I'm like, this guy uses AI for everything. But funny enough, Tato was telling me, yo, you need to do this. You need to do this. You need to integrate this. You need to upskill this. And I felt so insecure in the moment. I'm like, oh my God, yes. I'm a nobody. I don't know anything. I don't know this. I don't know that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I said, no, man. Like, I made a list. And I'm like, no. You know what? This guy's cooking. We need to actually make this a resource list.
Yes.
And that's the type of stuff I'm talking about. Having the motivation to believe that you can be able to do, like, good again. My homeboy just landed in the studio, guys. I just want to say shout out my boys.
Zulunkabi, come say what's up.
Come say on the mic quickly. What they say? They're going to say we are very unprofessional. Come quickly. You can scream it from here.
It's fine. How are you? How? This is a surprise visit.
Yes.
Yeah,
he was in Santa. I told him that we were at
what do I do this?
Just come speak here. Just speak here.
You didn't get technical analysis. Aren't you an engineer?
Not by profession.
Guys, don't think this guy just landed. He's coming from business.
Yes, guys, I'm a very, very
Can't hear you. We can't hear you.
Oh, Yes, guys, I'm a very, very serious Nkabi, and I have come to see that I'm Petty Brothers. Yes!
Oh, you're very nice.
Good, yo, get
you look
chilling.
Good, bro.
Oh, oh, you must get out my shot now. We still at business.
You too.
Yes,
you
look
too.
Also nice.
Yes,
don't
best, go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere.
Yeah,
so yeah. But yeah, so you were telling me this, and you're like, yeah, so we just had a review on some data thing that I was showing you, whatever.
Yeah, so to give you guys some context, so Lebo and I are doing a, we're into the influencer marketing space.
Yes,
yeah, Lebo's building a data set, cleaning data.
Yeah.
And then also changing how the form looks.
Yeah, so basically I was doing, data remediation for something we're working on. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So Tata shows me this thing, he's like, yeah, I know, then he sent me a screenshot of thing, and I was just like, And I literally said to myself, the old me in like last year, August, the old me would have said, oh, this guy, he doesn't know, I know what I'm doing, he must listen to me, I know what I'm doing, he must, I was actually like, no, man, we are building something beautiful. And every time he's like, no, Lebo, don't forget this. And I'm like, Tata, don't forget that. Mm. And it feels like, you know, I've worked with him many times, but it's nice. I feel like, you know, we've worked together many times, but my two favorite times now has been this time. And as well as
Looking
for Mjolo.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking for Mjolo, we were moving back to back, boys, pa, pa, pa.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was crazy, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, very excited about it. And, you know, just as two brothers also, we're very excited to, you know, take the knowledge that we've been in this game for a long time.
8 years.
Have those done shows, done podcasts now, we've done group channels now, we've done... So, it's very nice to take all that collective information. And now I would like to say, help a market that hasn't that doesn't have its bones yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Help people in the market and give that, you know, expertise on it. You know what I mean?
And the beautiful thing is that I remember 3 years ago, Lebo was working a corporate job, and I was like, dude, quit this job, bro.
Mm.
Quit this job. Let's work together. Let's tap in.
Like, tell him the whole thing. Like, I was working in my room.
He was working in his room.
And then
we lived together.
Lived together. At that time, yeah.
And then I was like, dude, like, let's tap in. Like, let's lock in. Quit this job, bro. Like, let's start the business. Let's rock. Like, Rombeni Media, like, I think I had it since university.
Yeah.
But it was still a baby.
Yeah.
Like, well, let's go in. Rombeni Media, 50-50. Let's go
crazy. I saw when you sent me the company profile and I saw my name at the bottom. I was like, dude, kind of we used to put this thing like.
Yeah.
It used to be so funny, guys, because you must understand, it was the days where Mbali was still new.
Mm.
So Mbali didn't know a lot of things. Like
Mbali knew nothing, about the influencer marketing space.
Like, this is someone who, you know what I mean? So, and we used to have these meetings and we used to talk and say, no, we must add these things. But anyways, like, my friend sent me something very, like, true today because I was like, dude, I just see Tina called me now. Okay, but anyways, he said, because I was telling him, yeah, This year, it's hard, hey? Knowing I was thinking about buying a house when I was a child at this age. Then he said to me, dreams delayed, never denied. And it's really how I feel about...
Huh? Who said this?
No, it's my friend Shozi. Oh. And it's really how I feel about this. It's like, we wanted this back then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now it's happening.
We're so doing it, yeah.
Hopefully, yeah, it comes out.
It's okay. You know what you should do one day? Everyone at home... I mean, people, especially in the entrepreneurial space, go through your Google Drive, like your old one from 5 years ago. Look at your notes and the things that you were trying to do. Like, you'll be so proud of yourself.
Yeah.
Because everything I had written 5 years ago, I've done like tenfold now. Yeah. And it's like, what the fuck? It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Like, even looking from Jolo from the first episode, yeah. I found my price breakdown. I had 15,000 rand to do the show. You know what I'm saying? That was my budget. Now we've done shows that have cost over like 100,000.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So it's like, whoa, bro.
It's actually insane.
It's insane. And it's like, it's insane what the value of money looks like once you progress.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we should read one of these things, eh?
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to grab one first? I'm not going to do it first. There's no way I'm going first.
Okay. So we're doing some fan favorites. Balancing lifestyle and religion. Damn, this is actually a tough first one to start.
You couldn't
with.
Have picked, what's your favorite color? That one there.
So this is a big one. I mean, I've seen a lot of like influencers, especially girls, who used to be a part of like the club culture.
Yeah,
they find God, and then they stop clubbing, they stop dressing a specific way, and it's like, it's always made me think: is that how you balance lifestyle and religion?
Yeah,
you know, it's very tricky for me because I know for myself, like there's certain things that I had to stop doing.
Yeah,
when I started like walking my Christ. I was like, okay, cool. Now, like, I can't go to a strip club.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like, that defeats, like, so many things.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? I can't say, oh, it's someone's birthday, go to a strip club. No, that can't exist, you know? So it's like, this is a tricky one for me because I'm trying to see, like, should I be looking at alcohol, drinking, entertainment, excessive drinking, yeah, marijuana, smoking, yeah, as something that's going to prevent me in my walk with Christ? Because, yeah, I know my home cell leader was telling me that, like, yo, dude, like, he doesn't drink, but then if he drinks, he won't get drunk. But I think he doesn't drink at all. Because he says getting drunk is a sin. Because it leads to sin.
That's so funny. I saw a TikTok now of Jesus and his disciples at, like, a restaurant. And they're like, would you guys like to order anything? And he's like, and he's laughing with his boys. And he's like, can I get some wine? I need some water. Can I get some water? Can I get 5 liters of water? Because you're obviously making it to wine. So when you say drinking is a sin, that's crazy. But anyways,
getting drunk.
I used to have a religious education teacher.
Yeah.
And he used to say to me, doesn't watch any movies that have swear words.
Yeah.
That, you know, blasphemy in any way towards God.
Yeah.
If the actors in the movie have done anything.
Really? Because lifestyle goes beyond club culture, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Music, it goes consumption.
Goes into your music as well. If there's swear words in your music, there's any, like, blasphemy in your music. Also go into your space. Anyways, so what I'm getting into is that, what I've realized about the balancing of life and religion, it truly is based on your self-individual experience. If I take you back thousands of years, people literally used to say, are you Christian? No, then they kill you. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We've gone from an extreme. So what we've done now...
Christians were the first colonizers.
Yes. We colonized. Also, they were also killed.
Tina,
they were also killed.
Do you agree that Christians were the first colonizers?
Yes.
No, but they were also killed. There were also genocides against Christianity in history. But my point is that we're now approaching a time where Christianity is modernizing, right?
Mm.
And there's two sides of this modernization, right? It's one side that is like, okay, cool. Hey, dude, we should be going by the law. You know, the book, the Bible says this.
Yeah.
You can't have sex before marriage. You can't do this. It's not possible. That's how the Bible is. And then you have the other side of the modernization, which is, hey, dude, like, you're human, hey? And, like, God knows you're human. Yeah. He would have not made you human. You know what I mean? He gave you free will. You're going to make mistakes. You know what I mean? So I have now, for that, my advice is just to say, dude, take whoever you are as a person. You see your relationship with God. Christians have a bad habit of determining our relationship based off, like, how everyone else in the space is moving. You know what I mean?
So true. Like, I've seen, like, just to add on to that part, you can continue. Yeah. I've seen that, like, and I don't like it. I don't like Christians that are Christians for other Christians.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Literally,
like,
yeah,
be Christian for yourself.
Because you want to, yeah.
Like, have your relationship with God for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, don't try to dictate how a Christian should behave.
Yeah.
Of course, we can look at the Bible and we can advise each other. But, I mean, guys, if the Bible says we can't do 10 things, we're all doing 9 of those things.
Yeah.
If we're being realistic, right? Yeah. I know, even with me, like, when I go to church, like, I'm here for my relationship with God. I'm here to be around Christian. So you should never be Christian for other Christians.
Yeah. That's why I'm so anti... I know it's going to be... Everyone's going to be like, what the hell, no. But that's why I'm so anti-denomination.
Yeah.
Like, saying, like, I'm Lutheran, I'm what, I'm Catholic, I'm this, I'm that. Because I really believe Christianity is what you make of it. That is why there's so many branches.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? That's why there's so many branches.
It can be interpreted in so many different ways.
Dude, I went from going to, guys, we went to a Catholic school. We'd have church, we'd have first Sunday church, but on, like, the Friday at the Catholic school, basically, right? Mm. And what would happen is that you go from a church where the priest is wearing a robe, a cross, a heavy cross, this big, a chain piece, it's so big. You bow and
everything is done in slow motion.
You go on your knees maybe 8 times in the ceremony. You sing in thing. You have, there's even scripts, and the Lord be with you and with your spirit. Everyone says, then you go to a big Bible church. Welcome everybody. We're gonna love Jesus today. And a guy with skinny jeans, ripped, comes out and he's like, I'm your lead pastor today. It's an honor today to be like, dude. And some people can go from the big church to the other one and be like, dude, what the? These people are not praising God.
Yeah.
They're actually playing around. They're making jokes here. But busy.
Did you see that PowerPoint had color? It had color and transitions.
Yeah. Like, let me give you the songs. Imagine we had a teacher, Mr. H. I'll just call him Mr. H.
Mr. Hanush.
Imagine
my guy.
Imagine Mr. H sat through church news
And happy guys, we go to churches now and there's adverts at the church. You guys are away. They show you church news. Yeah, and this, and the next week is Dream Week. 718, then fame, and then it's the male night. And then you see it changes to like rock and roll and armies and helicopter. It's men's week. Guys, ticket is only 350. 350 per head. You know what I mean?
Some
people might enter that space and say, I'm challenging all out of my life now because I'm Catholic. I've only known serious religion. I've only known.
People even view it as disrespect.
Some people have only known highlighting the Bible and sitting in a circle, and that's church.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you must just do what.
So I think to sum up what you're saying, Christianity and the way you walk your
in your path, in your faith, path and Christ, your life.
It's up to you and your interpretation.
Do what you want.
As long as you understand that, like, you know, have using the Bible as a reference for leadership, and then you can go anywhere.
And like as Tato said, you determine the difference between evil and good. You don't go to a strip club because you know it's
evil.
Evil. But if you end up at a strip club, maybe don't get a dance. Let's do another one. Advice you'd give your younger self.
I'm gonna be so fast with this one.
Yeah.
Progress over perfection. All those steps you're taking, all those YouTube videos you're watching, all those books you're reading, all those conversations you're having are gonna make you into a strong being in the future. And it really takes years. Countless days to grow a mind and to become a powerful being that can execute things at a high level. We're practicing the ability to critically think.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. I think for me, I'd just be like, also a short one, I'd just be like, you're good enough. Trust yourself. You're going to be okay. No, I know yours was like very deep and skill based.
No, I wouldn't say you're good enough.
Mine was like mental.
Would you tell younger self you're good enough?
Not good enough, like mentally, like you're good enough, like on like a
mental being, like love yourself.
Like love yourself, be kind, don't be too rough. Understand that. And I'd also say enjoy this time because you're about to be a man and no one's going to love you when you get there. Eh?
It's a tricky one. My brain is going
I'd also say
under your good enough one.
I'd also say
because now let me challenge you. If you're saying you're good enough and don't be too harsh on yourself, I mean a man must be tough.
Yeah, now you're taking away from the
tough. If the Papa tough didn't exist in our lives, we'd be soft little people.
Yeah. Soft little
people. Okay. You get me?
Yeah.
I appreciate that toughness. I mean, even Pastor Art at CLC, there's a lot of promo for CLC. Eh?
I can tell.
Even Pastor Art at CLC, he's always saying, like, guys, a man must be a man. Like, a man needs to be challenged. A man needs competition.
Yeah.
A man needs to be in an environment where he is constantly trying to beat this guy.
Yeah.
Like, a man should go to the army and learn those principles.
No, but we also like to romanticize struggle, hey, guys.
Not struggle, but like...
And hardship. We like to...
Not hardship. See, the things that you can be in a competitive spirit without struggling.
Okay.
I'm not promoting struggle. I'm promoting constant work, stimulating the mind, growing the brain.
So, like, what would you say then, after now?
Saying that. I say fight!
Wake up and fight!
You're not fighting enough, chief. Fight! Work-life balance, I must say, but I'll do that in your 30s. Fight!
But that's how it goes.
Yeah, chief. That's what I say to my younger
son. That's how it goes.
I say, dude, post more videos.
I'd say, hey.
Learn more. Like, man. Like, leave those friends.
There's something called Uber. Invest.
Invest.
There's something called Uber coming. Invest in it.
That's what I tell myself, bro.
Ah, man.
That's, I say, start the tech company.
It's another one. It's another one.
Can you grab a sofa?
It's easy. All right, I'll do it.
I'll read it.
No, I'll grab. Here you go. I'll give you this one. I'll take this one for after.
Having friends of the opposite sex while in a relationship. Or having friends with opposite sex in general.
I haven't seen my female friends in so long. Like, long.
Why do you think that's the case?
So, at first, we were having this conversation, me and my boys, talking about, like, men have a low-key, have a tendency to have friendships with girls that they like and try to impress, but know that it won't end up being a relationship, but pray that somehow... It'll end up being somehow somewhere along the way you guys just end up being friends, you know what I mean? Like, you end up being friends, and then we started naming all of our best female friends that we've ever had, and we're like, yo, be honest, did you find them attractive a little bit when you first met them? Like, how did the friendship start? You know, and I've realized that a lot of male female friendships, it starts off based off attraction. That's what she must understand. Like, that's the biggest thing.
So your female friends are looking your type.
Yeah. If you deep it, guys, how did the friendship start? How did he approach you to speak? How did that common factor
or
of...
Even if you approach... to what you're saying. But like, yeah, real. Like,
Talk to me. Like, I'm not wrong, guys.
Even if you approach to speak to you just because...
Yeah.
He wants a friendship.
Yeah.
What made it okay for him to speak to you? He found you...
Something good appealing.
Yeah, I found you... This is like someone I can talk to.
Yeah. Whether it be your body or characteristics. Yeah, yeah. He might be like, no, this sounds like peak funny.
Mm.
I want to be around this. And what you realize is that then you guys, end up never dating.
Yeah.
The boundaries are then set in place.
Yeah.
It then does become platonic 100%.
Yeah.
Because now even then you get a romantic relationship. Now, your female partner has roles in your life that your best female partner also at the same time, the roles might clash.
Mm.
For example, your partner, I have the belief that your partner should become your best friend. You understand? Mm. So now, when you're looking to seek feminine advice, do you still go to the best female friend or do you go to your relationship? And that's the clash. So now I've realized.
I also see the development in why you're seeing your female friends less.
Yes.
Because your partner became your best female friend.
Yes.
So
yes.
The need for that person
decreases. So like, as I'm saying, so those two things clash, right? But I really feel like the people that are so anti having opposite sex friends in your relationship is because there's something in you that means you would do things. You know what I mean? If a hand comes up to you and says, bro, I don't like the fact that you have a female friend, she knows that if I had a male friend, I would be cooking up certain lines that, you know, crossing certain lines. So it's all about trust, man.
Boundaries, no?
Trust and boundaries, man. What about you? Sorry, that was a long answer, but I just had to take it.
I mean, I don't have, like, best female friends. I don't think I actually ever did, really.
I think
you did. Maybe, like, once or twice.
You did.
Like, one, you know the story about the wine, but the other one's, like, who else?
Not really, no one else.
Yeah, you get me? So it's like, my female friends are very, it's very surface level.
Yeah.
It's very, you're my guy, I love you down, we're cool. But it's not like a relationship with, like, Tinashe or you or, like, Khonze or, like, Percy. So, like, for example, one of my closest female friends, I say, is Dima.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And Dima and I are cool. Like, today we'll speak in the morning. Hey, how are you? Like, are you traveling?
Yeah.
We do a lot of the same things. Like, how's it like? You know, African countries. No. What are you doing today? Oh, okay, cool. Nice. Enjoy yourself. I'll probably speak to you again in 2 weeks.
Mm. Yeah. So it's like a low maintenance friendships.
My female friendships are very low maintenance because, yeah, man, I just prefer chilling with my guys. I think the older I get, the less I yearn for female energy.
Yes. That's another layer for female friendships.
Because sometimes we think guys want female friendships. No, we just yearn attention. For female attention, female energy. And ladies too, you guys also yearn for male same attention. Sometimes you're like, you know, I'm trying to chill around the bro.
That's why hands don't date their male best friends because they also just crave male energy but without giving romantic energy as a transaction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, what was the question?
How do you balance it? Trust, boundaries, that's it.
Yeah, I think it's possible, man.
Okay, hardships of chasing your dreams. You won't sleep. You'll fight with your family. You will be hungry. You'll always never get paid. Money's always low. You're always hustling for the next check.
It's a lot of sacrifice. It's a lot of learning too.
Learning.
And it's a lot of character development.
I'm repeating whatever Tato says now at this point in a higher voice to show how angry I get about this life.
Yeah. It's tough, but it's worth it. Rather now than later.
Let me read one more time.
I think rather now than later. But you must still appreciate the now.
Hardships of chasing your dreams. Guys, you know...
Oh, the hardships, you're right. I'm talking about the goods.
Yeah, he's basically... You know...
It's what the guy was talking about. I'm too positive.
You know... Yeah, like, bro, what the hell? You know... When you're sitting there and you're dreaming yourself in that Mercedes, opening up the garage to your house and then you park the car... And then you walk upstairs to go greet your wife and woof, woof, small puppy, nyana, kissing your feet, nyana, and then the kids are playing in the yard. You're like, how was their day? We all want things that are bigger than us. But understand, these things take time, bro.
You know,
that's why not everyone has them at the same time.
You know what my biggest like fantasy is? It's so stupid and it's funny at the same time.
Yeah.
My biggest fantasy is...
Maybe take us through like your happiest like day. Like your
happiest day.
Yeah.
Okay, so
you've made it. There's nothing left at all.
No, I don't do that. You'll do that. I'll do it after you.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you this part.
Okay, shut up.
Okay, let me do my happiest day.
Like, because you know, I want to show you guys something there. There's always, people are always going to want more.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah.
So what's your happiest day? My happiest day, so it's, I envision my future being a meet, like my work life being meeting based.
Okay, yeah.
So I've built such amazing systems that it's a meeting.
Yeah.
My team is so well equipped that they just need my go ahead or my opinion on something. So I see myself as an advisor to my company and the different departments.
Yeah.
But even in those departments, there are serious, serious people that are really good at what they do, right? So I wake up in the morning, and obviously I'm probably gonna have like a chef.
Okay.
You know, make breakfast.
Oh wow! Yes, I love it already.
Yeah, I've got a 7-bedroom household.
Yeah.
Only have 2 kids.
Oh wow!
Beautiful wife. She's got multiple walk-in closets in the house. Mm. I've got a car inside the house, indoor pool.
Yeah.
You know, modern house, sleek. Touches of this, touches of...
Oh, touches of who?
Touches of this.
This, like, see, this thing.
This is my future.
Touch
here.
It.
touches, you know, textured elements, you know. A lot of unique pieces. I've traveled the world. So it's like, I actually got this in Ghana.
Like,
I got this in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And then I eat my breakfast. And then during my breakfast, Ruby calls me. My wife says, babe, I'm not at the breakfast table. There's a breakfast table. There's a dinner table. There's a lunch table. Then I say, cool. Then afterwards, I go into my meeting. Then all of a sudden, Ruby comes. Tato, we need to... iPad.
She looks serious,
and
by the way.
She's passing me a mocha.
Yeah.
Mocha.
Something green.
Yes. She gives me the mocha. I say, this is not iced. This is not an iced mocha. Anyway, Ruby. No. Okay. The driver's here. Comes in my very nice car.
Yeah.
Big body.
Yeah.
I say, Ruby, what's happening at 2? I've got a meeting with Microsoft. Cancel my 2:00.
Hey.
Call my girlfriend, book us at the Seven Seasons for a Korean Thai Waikondo massage. Hey. I've got a,
you've
a
got
pain in the
here.
Shoulder.
You've got a pain here.
Yes, 3:00 comes, my work day is done.
Yeah.
I go on my bicycle, I'm cycling now. I cycle 10 kilometers for some reason.
I like that one though.
I'm cycling 10 kilometers.
I like that one though, yeah.
Then I meet up with the guys, you know, we get smoothies. Yeah,
just have a talk.
Talking, yeah, you know, 10 seconds. I was negotiating this deal, fuck that guy. You know?
Real.
After that, that's fine. My wife says, baby, dinner's at 7.
Yeah.
Then the driver comes. I say, dude, get to the back. Let me drive. I haven't driven this thing in a long time.
Yeah.
The police stopped me. Yeah. Oh, Mr. Rampage, we didn't know it's you. Continue.
Yeah. That's a nice one. I like it.
I get into my house. I dip into the pool. My kids
so the
come.
Police in the city also know
yes.
you?
Yes. High level person. Then I get home, my kids, papa.
Yeah.
Papa. I'm like, boy, let's go read my kids.
How many kids are there?
Two.
Two.
Okay. I read him a book. I explain to him emotional intelligence, you know, giving his mother time. My kid wants to play basketball. Now I'm playing basketball. 80 minutes. Then it's time for me and my wife.
Just chill the rest of the night.
Rinse and repeat, buddy.
Rinse and repeat. Sounds like a nice day. Look how you're smiling like you were there. You see this guy smiling like he was there.
I tasted it.
You lost me at the...
How does your day look like? Sorry. Woof, puppies, dogs.
How does my day look like in my perfect day, man? Probably very early. Probably very early. Put my like... 6 a.m. Keep in mind, by this time, I'm very...
Yes.
I'm one with nature.
Yes.
Katsuaki.
Namaste.
Give me sensei. Keep in mind, I have a personal yoga. Yoga lady.
Lives in the back corners.
Yeah.
And we have a conversation, we drink tea.
A spiritual leader.
Yeah, a spiritual leader. She just talks to me, like, we chop after yoga. She goes, maybe it's like 8 a.m. now. Then from...
This is yoga for 2 hours.
Yeah, bro.
In my garden, by the way. And my garden is, guys...
Japanese.
Beautiful, man. It's beautiful. There's like roses. It's a huge yard, like, of just things, you know what I mean? And then it's 8. So then now I go take a shower. I get into my suit. I call the driver downstairs. I say, yo, okay, cool. I need to go into the office today. But let me take the kids first. So the kids and I jump into the car. We're chopping, you know what I mean? Maybe just one kid. I'm checking his marks. Kiman, I want to train
a machine,
the world leader.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be looking at his PowerPoints he made last night about, hey, can I get a dog? And say, no, this thing is useless, chief. Look at this transition, this text is ass. This what I thought, mm-hmm. you know. Then drop him off at the most Hilton College.
Yeah, Hilton.
Hilton College. You drop him off, and then now we drive to the office. When I go to the office, it's a Korean drama. They must bow.
Yeah? Yes. Just like the Korean drama, they must bow and say, enter, get to enter, get to enter, elevator.
Everyone's greeting you, Mr. Ramperise. Yeah. Mr. Ramperise.
Jacob, where's my thing? I'm coming, it's coming. And I say, Kun.
the whole building is yours.
Yeah, right?
Get to the top.
Welcome, Lebo.
Now I'm doing this one.
Yes.
Tell me about the sales.
Come on.
Yes.
Play golf. The bottom baby comes on screen. Doo-doom.
Chief, we are losing the Japanese media production team. If you don't do, you know what I'm saying?
Come on.
And then I go home, kiss my wife. Yeah, the rest is the same. It's a family one.
No, that's nice. Yes. I like that. I like that I was integrated into that.
I want to be like
yes, one with self.
Yeah, like when I walk into a room, I say something so profound. Like,
yes.
Like, you hold too much anger within oneself. Go outer bar.
Yes.
Yeah, but let's do another one. We're gonna get up track here. Let me grab one there.
All right. What's up? Ruby. Economics. Economics. You can do this one. Parents comparing you to your siblings. I think my parents did a good job at not doing this.
Never.
They never compared us. I think my parents read books about how to be parents.
Yeah.
I think this must have been chapter 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
In the second verse. No, the second edition. Like, my parents never made me feel compared. I would compare myself naturally.
Yeah, same.
So I can't speak on this much.
Same. I think their comparison was just reaction. So, you know, she walks into the room. Yeah! Academic! Lebo walks into the room. Please wash the dishes. That's the... So I like that technique.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's subtle.
It's subtle.
Yeah, defensive.
So let's go to the next one.
Ooh, Ruby, I know you want this. This is nice.
What is holding you back? What's holding you back, Tato?
What's holding me back?
Yeah, I like this one
too. My community. My community. The people I surround myself around. I could be more business-minded people. People that challenge me.
You're going to be bored, right? Any business-minded people.
Yeah, but I'll see you guys when it's time for fun.
Oh.
But it's like I need to expand my community. So the lack, I'm not saying my friends are bad. My friends are amazing friends.
Yeah.
But the lack of community, the lack of utilizing the people in my network. You know, we always used to hear your network is your net worth is your network. Yeah. And you hear things and you don't take them seriously. Yeah. But that's the truth. I mean, I was in a meeting with Danilo on Monday. He's a founder and CEO of Special Effects Media.
Yeah.
A massive company that helps young YouTubers of all sizes, create content, monetize. He's also got an influencer marketing agency. And he's like, Tato, you're building this business that you want to do with your brother. Your biggest blessing is that you're a people's person. Then I was like, damn, if I'm a people's person, why aren't I utilizing the fact that I'm a people's person? Okay. Yeah. Why aren't I sucking out of all of these people that I know for knowledge? You know? Yeah. What's holding you back?
Definitely think myself, I'm very lazy in nature. Like I was saying, like God was coming to me and telling me motivation. So I'm very lazy in nature, but I'm stepping out of it, you know. And I'm very happy about that. Yeah, I'm very sorry. I was going to say something, but I was like, nah, I don't want to say it. Yeah.
Are your partner's friends your friends? You wrote this, ne? Are your partner's friends your friends?
Are your partner's friends your friends?
Yeah,
no, no, of course not. Of course not. I'm kind of like an NPC. If she's with her friends. And then when she's with me, she's an NPC. Mm-hmm. Like, we just have to be there because you are there, not because I want to be there because your people are there. Mm. The moment I see my partner, oh, let's get ready and have fun. Eh? Tata's going to be there. And then I'm going to say, Chief, come sit down. What's making you so excited? We're going to have so much fun. Innit? You're not going to come with me today if we keep up this energy. That's how I am. Like,
straight, dude,
be happy that you're coming to spend time with me. That's it. The rest is a byproduct of that. You know what I mean? It's an additional.
That's a deep one. I hear you.
It's an additional, man.
That's a deep one. I hear you. It's a deep one. I hear you.
You'll be friends. No,
I don't believe in being friends.
Think about yourself in the future now.
Yeah, no. I don't believe in being friends with my partner's friends.
Yeah, sure.
Those are my friends.
Yeah.
But I can have relations with them
when my partner is there. When my partner is there with the space, I can have a conversation with one.
Yes.
I can do one with one. I can communicate with one to do things towards my partner or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Separate our worlds, bro. Separate our worlds.
Yeah, yeah,
yes, go ahead. So Ruby has a question and she's going to ask us.
Yeah, because Ruby's friends with her friends' friends.
She says, what if they're now? Okay.
You guys like start dating within like the same friend group. Does that now change the dynamic of the rest of your friends?
In a friendship group?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like let me tell you what we've done. Yeah. It's happened before. So my army of friends, four snipers, have been met with the four lovely ladies. Everyone took a headshot. Yeah? But before those headshots were taken, these four people used to integrate. We used to all be one big squad, like, because we're having fun together. Maybe two are kissing. Eventually, everybody bombarded someone. When I bombarded someone, yeah, that person became mine. I used to laugh with her friends. There used to be people that I could maybe send DMs to laugh with message. Once Percy bombarded someone, that person died.
In your eyes?
In my eyes. That person then became Percy's hand. And it's a thing of like, I can't.
But dude, let me answer also, because he's talking about when two friendship groups collide. You're talking about a friendship group that already exists. All of you guys already.
Oh.
So for that one, I've also been with that.
Have you ever had that before?
Yeah, in my university life. Oh. Right. So we had a huge friendship group, like maybe I want to say like
12
of us. Maybe like five guys, the rest were girls, maybe seven girls, right? And obviously, like, these girls that we're chilling with are very attractive. And we in university. And, you know, I'm also human. Everyone's human. And what would happen is that, you know, we had our first person kiss. You know, you're all chilling. And then the next day, mang mang and mang mang kissed. Mm-hmm. Then you're like, hey, they kissed. How could they do that? Like, what the hell? Ah, good for them, I guess. Hey, they mustn't break up this thing. Now the group is also a focus in the relationship. Yeah. Then the next people kiss. Then the next people kiss. And let me tell you something. If people hook up in a friendship group, it never works out. Because everyone's going to do what Tato said now. Yeah. Now you're no longer my friend. You're my friend's partner. Or you're my friend and the other one is my friend's partner. But both of you can't be my friend.
I don't think we're going to get married in university to these people. So it's a doomsday.
It's a doomsday. Let me take one more. Okay, cool. Fear of falling in love. Advice for fear for falling in love. There are people like this say, hey, nah, I don't trust that man. Not me.
Even some of our friends don't trust women. Please pass the one.
Yeah, real.
I don't know, dude. That's such a tough one. I think you guys can answer the one for us, because it's just a matter of self-work and taking risk.
Nah, I don't think so. I think there's seasons for it. And I think the season's not for it. And if you are fearful,
existing. Like, how do you tackle the fear existing?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you're fearful, it means you're fearful for a reason. It means you're not done healing of some sort. You're still holding on to something, a trauma. Fear derives from something, I guess. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, you guys get what I'm saying?
I get you.
I don't know if I'm saying it right in English, but like English.
How do you want to say it?
Like structure-wise.
Oh, yeah, maybe I want to speak French or something.
Ah, no.
I agree.
I mean, no.
I agree with you. Very powerful.
Yeah.
On add on though, you must then unpack why you're in the fear.
Yes,
so you can grow.
Yes.
Otherwise you're going to die in fear.
Yeah. But I know after, like, let's say I become single now. Yeah. That's it, hey, gents. Maybe until 32, eh? Because you know what I mean? I gave my entire 20s, I gave my entire 16, whatever. And it wouldn't be a fear of falling in love. It's just like a know now that it's time for me. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Maybe just understand. It's also a fear. Sometimes our fears are... you guys don't know, we have fears for protection as humans. That's why when we see lions in the wild, we get scared. Because your body is telling you, don't go near. So if you're fearful of dating, that means don't go near. Like, you still have a lot of things to... You know what I'm saying? That's what I was trying to say.
Otakara, we're going against human nature.
With what?
Dating and being in these committed relationships and all these things.
You see animals such as lions have six partners. One man, six people, women, and they walk around the kingdom. When I see that stuff, I say, yeah, that's nature. That's nature there. But it's not human nature. We're sophisticated. We have conscious, Tato. We have emotions.
But you know what's scary about human nature, man?
I bet the lie is not getting, I don't like how you wrote at me last night. It's, you have to understand, that's why.
Did you bring the meat?
Am I eating?
Did you kill the buffalo?
Let's or order Springbok. No one is doing that to the lion. It eats, in fact, they even hunt for him. That's why you look there and you say, wow, are we even going against nature? Because you're shocked at how other males in the other species are being treated. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
In the animal kingdom, male species are treated very nicely. It's rare for them to be treated, unless it's for mating calls and stuff. That's a different story. Mm. But yeah, anyways.
No, the last one is grounds for a breakup. Ugh, I think we all have so many. We've spoken about this so many times. I think this one is worth speaking about someone with in the next episode. So comment down below who you guys think we should bring onto to the podcast.
Yeah.
And then we can have a conversation about like breaking up and grounds for breakup and those signs. It can be in the future, but drop some names.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah, man. We didn't do Dr. Ditaba. Yeah. We were Ditabas. I mean, we were doing the live show. We spoke about all those things, which is cool. Yeah. And yeah, man, thanks for watching, guys.
What a season, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But guys, don't trust me. Like, this break's not going to be that long. Like, that was wild.
If I have anything to do with
like, it. We're shooting next week. Like, the
if break I have anything to do with it, seats, it'll come back and you guys are going to be like 2 years old. If there's anything I have to
we
do.
We won't be back for long, but please do support the new podcast. I think we just need like a week or two just to end the season. Also, to be like, yeah, man, you guys did good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We want to come back. We want to really strategize on the subject matter. I want to use a lot of AI into our subject matter, things that relate to you guys more. So thank you for watching. We'll see you guys. You'll probably see me next week.
Yeah.
See him on TikTok at Lebo Rampedi. Yeah, shout out. Bless up.
Bye-bye.